Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Trundlebed Tales, the podcast about Laura Ingalls Wilder's historic foodways, one room schools, and other social history. This is Sarah Utah, the host and creator of Trundlebed Tales. Find us all around the web under Trundlebed Tales and on your favorite social media platform. If you listen or just have an account on iTunes or any other place you get your podcasts, please leave positive feedback because it helps people find the show. And this is July 2022 Laura Ingalls Wilder update. And I am so glad to be back. If you are a longtime listener of the show, you know that at the very, hopefully, if scheduling goes according to schedule, somewhere between the middle of the month before in the middle of the month during, depending on what's going on, I try and do a short little preview of the month. And I haven't done one for a long time, partly because of what I've been working on, partly because, you know, there weren't a lot of Laura things happening. I mean, there were in June and there were a few in May, but I'm just so glad that there's enough stuff going on to do one of these episodes again, and we are going to hope that we can get back on track on having one of these episodes every month. And with that, let's do just a little housekeeping. And with that, let me remind you that you can take part in the show. Now, we don't do chat or phone calls during these sort of update episodes, but you can listen to the show by calling 714-242-5253. That's 714-242-5253. Or toll-free 1-877-633-9389. That's toll-free 1-877-633-9389. And you can also listen anywhere that you can get your podcast, and including live on Blog Talk Radio. And I didn't give too much of a heads up this was coming because I kind of unexpectedly had a bunch of time here and some time here. And so I thought I would go ahead and get this done. But normally you get a little more warning than this. My big Laura event this coming July is that I get to go to Laura Ingalls Wilder Days the Walnut Grove pageant in Walnut Grove, Minnesota, and I'm going to be speaking at the Family Festival the first weekend, which is July 9th, which is my grandmother's birthday. So I'm looking forward to that a lot and have my ticket for the pageant bought. So there hopefully will be a roving report update for that. In terms of roving report updates, there's one more I'm hoping to get done this week. That is our, not quite Laura, but it's the Marceline, Missouri, the Disney part of my last trip to Rothville and to the Laura Ingalls Wilder site. I haven't had much luck in getting my videos uploaded, but I'm going to try really hard to start doing one on Fridays again. Maybe the first week in July, maybe after I get back from my trip. I'm not sure. It depends how the editing goes. So I think those are sort of the things to watch for from me. And with that, let's get back to Laura stuff in general. Now, there is one non-Laura thing that I want to mention. Part of the reason why I have time this morning is that I'm actually attending the the L.M. Montgomery Conference virtually. This is a conference that's held every 2 years up in PEI, Canada, Prince Edward Island, Canada, and is done in conjunction with a college up there. And they normally don't do much for the online part. I'm normally having to kind of go vicariously by Twitter. So I'm really appreciative that they're doing it online this year too, since there was no way I could really get up to Prince Edward Island, just not with the schedule and the cost this year and everything. So I'm doing that. And if you are on Twitter, or even if you aren't, there's a little video in the Trundlebed Tales YouTube station or channel that tells you exactly how to get in and do it. But you can follow the hashtag of the conference and see what people are tweeting about it, all sorts of interesting things. And the hashtag you need to do that is hashtag LMMI2022. And those tweets will be left there after the conference. So no matter when you hear this, if you search for that, it should bring them up. All right. That's all the current thing. To look ahead to this weekend, it's actually the Baroque Laura Days event. And Wendy Lou Lee, who is one of the twins who played Baby Grace, is going to be there this year. And I am not, partly because I'm still going to be doing the L.M. Montgomery Conference. But that is going on. So then to move ahead to July, and so many home sites have an event this time. Pepin, Wisconsin is once again doing Home at Laura's Place. Now, this is a series of activities that is taking place in the birthplace cabin replica out at the Little House Wayside. They're going to furnish the cabin while they're there, which has not happened for a really long time. It was, when they originally built the cabin, that's what it was set up to do, but they felt that it was, they had originally a man and a woman, you know, a married couple doing the open hours, and they kept it up. Kept it locked when they weren't actually having it open for sharing, and they just felt it was too remote to people to sit there every day and or the days that it was open, and they moved all that furniture down to the museum in Pepin. But since that happened in the late 70s, it hasn't been furnished. I haven't been up there for this event, though I would love to be. So I'm not exactly sure what they mean fully furnished, but there are also people around doing historical reenactor stuff. They were doing the Dutch oven cooking out front, and they had a fire going in the fireplace. I don't know what else they're going to be doing, reenacting activities of daily life. This is a cooperative activity of the Laura Ingalls Wilder Memorial Society, the Laura Ingalls Wilder Days Committee, and the Austin Tea Party Players, who I think are probably doing a lot of the reenacting. So I think that sounds like a really fun event, and it is July 9th and 10th. Oh, and if you haven't listened to one of these before, I organized the event in the order that Laura lived at that site. And then Malone's at the end of the home site. Okay, so that moves us on to Walnut Grove, Minnesota. Their pageant is the Wonderful Fragments of a Dream. They have changed it some over the years. Some changes for the better. Some I'm not really crazy about. But it's a great pageant. I always describe it as the Hollywood version of the pageant, because they have all sorts of great sets. If you haven't been to their set, They have two sets that are built on railroad cars that go forward or back if they need it, that spin 180 degrees. So if you want the outside of the house, you see the outside of the house. If it's inside the house, they spin it around and you see the inside of the house. There's a punctured pipe at the front. So when there's a prairie fire, fire really whips across the stage. They have a special thing that they do to make it look like grasshoppers are landing there. They have horses and a cow, and it's just marvelous. And I don't think you could do a better pageant in terms of quality than they do there. I strongly recommend you get a chance to have it. Now, the other pageants have other good things about it, but really this is, if you're looking for a well-done play, this is the one to go to. Oh, and it's also in this natural amphitheater right by Plum Creek. Oh, so worth it. And it's going to be July 8th and 9th, July 15th and 16th, July 22nd and 23rd, and that is Friday and Saturday night each time. On the Saturdays, they have the family fair festival event in downtown Walnut Grove, and it's really fun. And one of the things that's going to be there is me speaking on the 9th. So happy. The 9th is also going to be when they have a reunion of previous cast members of the pageant. A lot of years they have one of the actors from the TV show come. This year they're not. They're focusing on the pageant people, which I think is pretty cool. It's the 45th anniversary of Fragments of a Dream. So family festival goes from 11 to 6, and they have a full schedule on the website. I think that's all you need to know about that. Oh, I will give you my two hints about Walnut Grove. One, the most important thing is to know where you're going to be staying. It's a little late to get a room. You'll have to be kind of further away. I am this time because we did not firm up which weekend until fairly recently. But it's a place I haven't stayed before, so it'll be interesting to see about staying there. But make sure you have a reservation before you go and take a towel. All right. Desmet, South Dakota. It's also the pageant weekend for Desmet, and they're doing On the Prairie this year, which is an original production. It's described as featuring Laura and early Desmet history. They had for a while been going on the same, or going through the cycle of books, except the first 4 years. So you knew it would be something different every year. This is a completely original production. No idea what it's going to be like. I am going to try and get there. Not sure that it's going to happen. But it's going. But one of the major differences between Desmet and Walnut Grove is that Desmet still does a Sunday night. So if you are planning to do both pageants, which I highly, highly recommend, you can do Saturday night in Walnut Grove and Sunday night in Desmet, which is super nice. Performance is also an hour earlier. It's 8 o'clock in Desmet, 9 o'clock in Walnut Grove. And the Desmet pageant is going to be July 8th, 9th, and 10th, July 15th, 16th, and 17th, and July 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Oh, and the gates open at 6. Walnut Grove, you want to pre-order your ticket. You don't have to, but strongly recommend you pre-order your ticket. In Desmet, don't, unless you really want to pay with a credit card, in which case you can pre-buy it the day of at the Ingalls Homestead. All right. That brings us to Mansfield. Sometime during July, they had not when I asked them last. They didn't have the exact days. I'm hoping by now they do, but I haven't heard back from them, so not sure which days. But they're having sometime in July their Rocky Ridge Adventure Pioneer Camp. This is a day camp for kids, 9 to 12, and is a week of exciting adventures on Rocky Ridge Farm. And registration includes, the last time they gave out a list. They had not given out a list for this year, but I would be surprised if it was that much different, so there may be changes. It includes 5 days of camp, a tin cup, a badge, a book, a shirt, and a hat, being a bonnet for girls and a coonskin cap for boys. So Mansfield is kind of focused on smaller things lately, but their Wilder Days and the Children's Literature Festival are later in the summer, well, later in the year. And Malone, or as the local people prefer, Burke. Malone is the county seat, and Burke is a smaller town, and so I always put Malone Burke on their listing. And on July 16th is their celebration of youth and Morgan Horse. So there's going to be a children's art display, a student essay contest, an award ceremony. They have an honorary Laura and Almanzo, like I think it's the Little Miss Laura concert or contest there. Kids activities, 19th century games, vendors, food, entertainment, and more. I always say that the trip to Malone is a long drive down a two-lane road from anywhere. And I have been kind of challenged that a little bit by people who live in that kind of general area. But having driven to all the home sites, I'm going to stick by it. It's really the most down along two-lane road from anywhere. At least it was when I was there. Maybe they have expanded the road. If they have, let me know. That, anyway, is going to be on July 16th. Now, Keystone always does an event for Carrie Ingalls' birthday. They don't have their details yet. They did a big event last year, which was a year off Carrie's 150th, because it, of course, got canceled for the COVID shutdown. And this year, they're planning a small event. Previously, what they had done, the event has been bigger or smaller. They had Dean Butler show up as Santa Claus one year, which was really cool. Sadly, I was not there, but they did a Christmas in July theme. They also, but previously, most years, what they've done is on Carrie's actual birthday, they have cake. This one is supposed to be a little bigger than that. It is scheduled for Friday, July 29th and Saturday, July 30th. It's going to be a small event with activities, music, and birthday cake. And birthday cake is always the most important thing. For my 9th birthday, we made Laura's wedding cake. And I always wonder, is that what they're going to do? That's totally not what they're going to do, but I always think about it. Okay. Nelson Pioneer Farm is in Oskaloosa, Iowa, and it is a fairly nice living history, pioneer-type village. It was the Nelsons of the name. Had the family home there, and it was originally a farm. And the wife actually attended the school for the blind. She and her time there overlapped Mary's time there somewhat. So I always think that's really cool. And they have tried to do Laura events of their, I guess I should say, it isn't just a farm. They have moved in all sorts of buildings, including they have the last remaining home, or as far as I know, it's the last remaining home. It's a home anyway, that was used in the town of Buxton, which is famous for being Iowa's most integrated community. It was a company mining town and completely dissolved when the mine wore out and the company moved on. But it's really well known in Iowa, and that's another thing they have, which is awesome. But they have all sorts of cool stuff there. And they've been doing kind of Laura events for a while. This year, they are running them July 5th to July 29th on specific days. And each specific day has a Laura-themed activity. And there's a link in my post that's going to go up a little later that is going to have all the same information on it. And it is, so if you're going to be near Oskaloosa, check out and time accordingly. This is also going to be the year of the Laurapalooza Conference. It's going to be July 12th to 15th in Burlington, Vermont, with a one-day day trip over to Malone. And you can learn more about that on the Laura Ingalls Wilder Legacy and Research Association Facebook page or on their website. And I think that registration is still open, but most of the hotel rooms are gone. So if you're making a last minute decision to go, make sure you check those things out first. And our final thing for the month is the Hollywood Show in Burbank, California. Now, my rule for what makes this list is that it is either one, an event at the home sites, two, a kind of bigger event at a non-home site museum, or if it is, and for including things with the Little House on the Prairie TV show cast, it's either if it's at a home site at all, it gets in. If it is not at a home site, then I need to have found out about it ahead of time, and I want three or more actors, because otherwise we would just have this long list of Allison's appearances. But they are having one, the Hollywood Show in Burbank, California, and it'll be July 1st to the 2nd. And they are going to have, hold on to your hats, Allison Ingram, Nellie Olson, Dean Butler, Amanda Wilder, Charlotte Stewart, Miss Beadle, Hersha Parati, Mrs. Garvey, and I may mispronounce that, Melissa Gilbert, Laura Ingalls, Bonnie Bartlett, Grace Snyder Edwards, Karen Grassley, Caroline Ingalls, Ketty Lester, Hester Sue Terhune, Lindsay and Sydney Greenbush, who are the twins who played Carrie Ingalls, and Patrick, and I am not even going to try and say Patrick's last name, which I will have to learn how to pronounce, and he played Andrew Garvey. And it's kind of been sort of exciting lately. He also played Bud on JAG. He's really a great actor. I love him, and he's suddenly discovered sort of Little House fandom a bit more and has been posting semi-regularly, I'd say, on the Little House cast reunion Facebook page. So if you think Patrick's great, take a look there, because he's sort of kicked up his participation in Little House fandom lately. And that's the end of my list. So I hope you have enjoyed this catch-up. Like I said, July is always a huge month for Laura people. Be sure to watch for my podcast episodes, more of them coming up. Check out the Trundle Bed Tales YouTube channel. And just in general, have a great month. And remember to always brighten the corner where you are, and I hope I see you in Walnut Grove July 9th.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.